Hey, that's the TV show that led to the movie that gave us Enrico Palazzo! It's time for Cool Weird Awesome in Color. I'm Brady. It's Monday, March 4th. Today in 1982, the premiere of a TV show that only lasted a handful of episodes, but ended up having an extremely long life anyway. The cop spoof Police Squad, a show TV executives said was essentially too funny to stay on the air. Police Squad came from the same team that had made the movie Airplane. That film took the premise of a very serious movie from the 50s, Zero Hour, and then added slapstick, puns, sight gags, and wacky cameos that both audiences and critics loved. For their next project, they decided to parody an old police show called M Squad, starring Lee Marvin. But rather than turn it into a film, they got media bigwig Michael Eisner to pitch the idea to ABC as a series. Police Squad used the same comedy around every corner approach that had worked so well in Airplane. The opening credits included some big-name guest stars who only appeared briefly as victims. The episodes ended with freeze frames, by which I mean the actors had to stand there and pretend to be frozen for 30 seconds. At the center of it all was veteran actor Leslie Nielsen, a breakout star from Airplane, who was cast as the charismatically clueless detective Frank Drebin. In one episode, he tells a widow that the police, quote, would have come earlier, but your husband wasn't dead then. Critics gave the show high ratings, but the actual TV ratings were relatively low, and that might have been a moment where the network decided to give the show more time to find its audience, but after just four episodes, ABC pulled the plug. Police Squad wasn't the only show to get this kind of treatment, but the reason behind this cancellation was pretty unusual. The network's head of entertainment said, quote, "The viewer had to watch it in order to appreciate it." In other words, he was praising the show for being too fast-paced, too complex, and really too good for the audience to appreciate, which is a slam on the audience. TV Guide called this, quote, "the most stupid reason a network ever gave for ending a series." Eventually, the producers had the last laugh. A few years after Police Squad was canceled, they decided to do a movie version in which Detective Drebin has to foil a plot to assassinate Queen Elizabeth II. The Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad was maybe even more fast-paced and complex than the TV version. This time it won over audiences as well as critics. You can learn more about Police Squad at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, a look at another underappreciated creation. That's right after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Welcome back. Today in 1837, Chicago officially became a city, which is my fairly flimsy reason to point you toward a video from 1939 in which four brothers from Chicago, the Steinlofs, started showing off some very unusual bicycles they'd created. I'm Brady. One of them was made out of a sewing machine. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.